This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Women's magazines, Vogue and Cosmo, even O, the Oprah magazine, haven't done all that well in print the past couple of years. Online women's media, though, is a whole different thing. About 6 years ago, Anna Holmes created the very popular women's site, Jezebel.com. It's about as different from Vogue and Cosmo as it could possibly be. She is now also the editor of a new book called The Book of Jezebel. Anna, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
I'll tell you what, this is one of those books where you could, and I did, kill like an hour or two just flipping through it and reading these random entries. It's kind of fun.
You did?
I honestly did.
I'm very happy to hear that because I've described it to other people as something that you pick up and look at, you know, for 15 minutes or so and then put down and then look at later.
Oh, no.
But if you spend a whole hour, that's great.
You get to a couple of entries and then you flip ahead a couple of pages because it's not like you have to actually work to read this thing, right? It's short little blurbs about random topics of, I guess, your choosing, right?
Well, my choosing and also the writers and the editors who work on the site now, who worked on the site when I used to run it. So it's more of a collective endeavor than coming straight from my brain.
I want to explore this idea of a women's website, which is what Jezebel is, and it was when you started. But I want to know how it's where it came from. You know, I mean, you started in women's magazines, right?
Mm-hmm. I started, I didn't start my career in women's magazines, but I certainly...
You came from, right?
Yes. I had worked at Glamour and in Style and Freelance for a number of other places, and I was...
And did you not like them? Is that why Jezebel is what it is? I mean, how did we get here?
I would say that the site was a direct outgrowth of my extreme annoyance and frustration with women's magazines, both as a consumer of them, but also as an editorial staffer at many of them. There was a formula that we had to follow, and I understand why that was the case. These women's magazines bring in a lot of money for their parent companies, but I felt that they were oftentimes dumbed down for the readers. They were patronizing,
and
lose 10 pounds.
Consumerist, right? Getting you to buy something.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's not that I have a problem or had a problem with purchasing clothes or makeup, but the reason that these magazines made so much money was because they had a large readership and then they made a lot of money from advertisers like, you know, CoverGirl or Maybelline or what have you. But I think that also meant that they were reluctant to push the envelope in any sort of meaningful way.
I'm going to flip through this thing and just come to a random page. Honestly, it's a random page. And I'm going to just read off some of the entries and I want you to, tell me why they're there and if there's a common thread.
Okay.
So I'm on page 66 and it's Clueless, 1995 cult classic written and directed by Amy Heckerling.
Yeah. Well, Clueless is just a movie that... almost every woman of a certain generation or generations has seen and loves and references and quotes quite often. It was also something that you found in the comment section of the site a lot of the time. That's kind of a nostalgia type entry. And we found that nostalgia type stories on the site always did very well. So that's why that entry is there.
Grey's Anatomy, initially appealing television show about how to survive in a workplace where you accidentally, no really, screwed your boss before you started the job, launched 1,000 terrible Katherine Heigl vehicles, but gave us Dr. Bailey, so we'll call it even. And I'm with you there, actually. do you think about, yes, I watch Grey's Anatomy, leave me alone.
That's okay.
Do you think about the men who read your site and this book?
I didn't really think about the men who read the site when I was running the site. I was surprised when it became apparent that there were a significant number of men who were reading it, and I was not only surprised but pleasantly surprised. Mm-hmm. I didn't think too much about the men with regards to this book either because I really had to just make a book in the same way that when we made the website that I thought would be entertaining, not just to me, but to the people that I know and the readers that we had. And some of those readers are men, but the majority of them are female. And I don't think that we were excluding men in the book, but they were not my first concern.
It's called The Book of Jezebel. It's edited by Anna Holmes, who started the website called Jezebel. Anna, thanks very much.
Thanks so much, Kai.